If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Levi's, Plow & Hearth, Adidas, Sephora, and Neiman Marcus. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. And it's easy to use. And you get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's R-A-K-U-T-E-N. Rakuten.com.
If you ever wonder how I started Sturgis Critter Repair, I'll explain in this episode. Sturgis Critter Repair is a 5-star rated online critter repair company. We help people just like you build or rebuild their credit scores. If you have no credit history, we offer products to help you build credit history so that you never have to depend on anyone co-signing for you. If you have bad credit, enroll into our service today and allow us to work on the negative items affecting your credit scores. We take no money up front, so start our service today for free. You'll get updated through your online account as well as receiving updates through your email. For those who are trying to buy a home, we're partnering with multiple real estate agents and loan officers who are ready to assist you with your goals. If you are a real estate agent, loan officer, or anyone dependent on customers with good credit, create a free partner account with us today. You can manually send or receive clients through your online account as well as track their progress before they go to someone else. Visit our website to learn more about our services. So before owning a credit repair business or any business in general that I own, I have worked in the car sales industry for many years. And dealing with car sales, of course, as a car salesperson or anyone that's in the car sales industry, dealerships depend on customers to buy vehicles in order for them to get paid. So here in Louisiana, which is where I live at, I used to work at a local car dealership. And 90% of the car deals were financed, which means you needed good credit to buy a vehicle. So I didn't always know everything about credit or were some type of credit guru or credit specialist. I just knew the basics that if you had bad credit, you're not leaving out of here with a car. And if you have good credit, it all comes down to me, you know, hoping to do a good job selling the vehicle or presenting the vehicle well enough to make the customer buy and leave out with the vehicle since they have good credit. So years went by and I guess my car sales weren't as good as I wanted them to be. And like I said, I never knew anything about credit repair or the credit repair industry. Honestly, you know, if I even heard credit repair, I would think like most people do today, think it's not real or it's a scam or it's some type of company across seas that's trying to steal your money or something like that. You know, before any of this stuff happened, you know, like I said, my income was based on people having good credit or buying cars cash that, you know, could actually financially afford to pay for a vehicle. So I started looking to ways to where I can help people increase their credit scores. So therefore they can come back to the dealership, hopefully see me, and I can increase my sales. And hopefully the dealership can increase their sales as well. So I started researching things. Like I said, I didn't really know too much about credit. So as my sales were going down in the car business, I started thinking like, hey, what is my credit score? You know, I never missed a payment in my life. I was never late on something. And this was many years ago. So before I even started wondering if I can help people increase their credit scores, I started looking at mine. There was nothing bad on there except two medical bills from where I went to a hospital and there was something on my credit. I guess insurance didn't take care of it and I had to figure out how in the world to fix this. You know, it was hurting my score by maybe 60 or 80 points. Instead of my credit score being in the 700s, they were in the low 600s, high 500s. So Plus, I wasn't paying my credit cards off in full. I didn't really understand how credit cards worked and things like that. So I haven't always had perfect credit. I was in the same shoes as some of my customers. So I started looking into ways of how credit cards affect your credit score, and I learned how to pay the credit card off in full each month so you're not paying interest. Keep it paid off in full by the statement closing date so it reports a zero balance. I thought the balance is reported on the due date, or you know, the balance is reported 24/7. So I figured that out, and then I found ways how to dispute and get medical collections off of my credit, which is one of the easiest things, you know, since there are so many laws that protect your personal medical information in regards to going to a third party company or sharing that information, which is almost required in the Fair Credit Reporting Act to verify debts. So I figured out laws in the Fair Credit Reporting Act. I guess this took maybe a year of me just trying over and over and over, just figuring out different routes to take with these two medical collections. I think it took maybe 6 or 7 months just for something to change on one of the bureaus. And like I said, I started out at first just Googling stuff and YouTubing things. And most of the stuff that I found were just templates. And I was just sending in these little templates every month. And nothing was changing. And then I started researching laws in the Fair Credit Reporting Act. And I'm like, wow, this is mind blowing, you know, how many laws there are to protect us as consumers. And I figured out ways to get those items removed off of my credit. Like I said, it took maybe a year and a half, almost 2 years of me just messing with this stuff before I was able to get both of them deleted from all three credit bureaus. Since then, my credit has, you know, shot up to well over 750, 780, somewhere in that range. It's probably in the 800s now. I'm too busy with the credit repair business. I honestly don't even check my own credit score. There's nothing negative on there, so I'm sure it's somewhere in the 800s, if not high 700s. But that's just a little background of how I got started in the credit repair industry, just learning how to do it on myself. Then I started offering free services to my close friends and family members. You know, I reached out to some close friends. I said, hey, you know, I know you may not have bad credit, but I had some friends that even co-workers that I work for just doing it for almost free, or if not pretty much free, disputing hard inquiries, finding ways to get hard inquiries removed, finding ways to get late payments removed, finding ways to get utility collections removed, and just charge off accounts, you know, all type of stuff. I have just started you know, with close friends and family. I never made this a business. It was never even a side hustle at this point. I just practiced. And then I say, you know what? I'm going to start a business offering credit repair. I don't know how to start a business, so it's just going to be a side hustle. So then I looked into, you know, like I said, I never really wanted to start a business doing credit repair, because like I said, you know, most people, you hear credit repair, they think it's a scam or it's not real. And this whole time, I'm like, no one's going to take this seriously. Maybe I can offer it to some of my, you know, car dealership customers who can't get approved, and maybe they may take it seriously because they need it. But the average person out there, when they hear credit repair, they may know they have bad credit. They're just not going to do it because they think it's fake. So I had to figure out a way to present myself. And, you know, that year I thought I was going to start a credit repair side hustle. I gave up because I said, no one's going to take this seriously. So I gave up a year. The next year, I thought of it again, and I gave up again because my mindset wasn't there. I wasn't motivated. I was too busy trying to increase my sales at work and didn't have time to worry about a, you know, a secondary side hustle whenever I go home. So that's 2 years that I wasted. However, I was still studying laws and in Facebook groups and things like that, learning how all of this stuff worked. So I guess that's 3 years right there, because like I said, the first year it was just me working on myself. Second year was me working on friends and family. And then the third year, which was, you know, including the 2 years that I just didn't give it out to the public whenever I was working with family and friends. So that's 3 years that I let go by that I should have started my business, you know, a long time ago. However, you know, finally the year of 2018, 2019, somewhere 4 years ago or so, I finally pulled the trigger and I said, I'm going to figure out what are the requirements for me to open up not just a credit repair business, but any business? Because like I said, I had zero business knowledge when it comes to opening up a business back then. So then I took a year just trying to figure out how to start a business. So I had to figure out how to do an LLC, how to get my EIN number, what requirements or license, stuff like that, that I need to run a business in my state and parish. And then I figure out everything that I needed to do. So let's talk about cost. So the first thing that I had to do was do my EIN number and my LLC. You know, I had to figure out how to do that. I think the LLC and license and all that stuff was maybe $100, 120. Let's just go with 100. The next thing was my occupational license required in here in Livingston Parish. That was $25, I believe, to start and run a business in my parish. The next thing I had to do was get a state bond, which here in Louisiana, credit repair organizations is a high risk business. There's always a lot of chargebacks, or someone's complaining that someone stole from them or hacked their identity and stuff like that. So a security bond is required in case you're getting some type of legal issues. I think Louisiana requires a $100,000 bond, which you pay 10% of that based on your credit. And that was $10,000 alone just to get the bond to run a credit repair business in this state. Next thing, let's talk about office supplies, office phone, computer setup, printers, desk. I have another desk that's over there in front of me. Just everything that I needed electronically to run my business, computer, paper, envelopes, stamps, all of this stuff. Cause at first I was manually mailing these letters out. So I'm not going to talk about all details as far as what I do now, cause of course it's much more, but getting started, you know, it was a pretty good change, you know, lump change or whatever. But those are all of the office supplies. That was about $3,000 with everything included. Let's talk about merchandise. I spent $2,000 trying to get T-shirts just like this. I've got so much merchandise. Every time I go to restaurants, I'm always marketing myself. People see me in airports. I'm always wearing my shirts. I'm always representing. I'm a walking billboard. So I've always wanted to build my brand before I did anything. So merchandise was $2,000. I've spent $5,000 getting started. That was on Facebook ads, Google ads. I guess Facebook is connected to Instagram, so same thing. And then flyers and other type of marketing. So like I said, I was only trying to rely on word of mouth. I think maybe 5 people signed up, just, you know, close friends of mine. And then everything else was literally from Facebook, you know, the ads, Google ads and things like that. I spent $5,000 up front just on that. So that's about $20,000 in expenses starting this credit repair business. And half of that went to the security bond. So, of course, I didn't have $20,000 whenever I started this business. You know, I had a few grand saved up, but it wasn't nowhere near $20,000. So I literally took one of my credit cards that I didn't have a balance on. Or actually, I think I applied for it once I figure out how much is needed to open a credit repair business. I can't remember if I had it maybe a few months before, or I had it once I found out how expensive it was to start a credit repair business. Either way, I got a high limit credit card. I think the credit limit was $20,000 or $30,000, and I literally spent that on starting the credit repair business. So I took that $20,000 to get started. I got paid like 3% cash back on that $20,000. So I made money on that. And there was an intro bonus, I believe, of $300 or $500 if I spent a certain amount of money within the first 90 days. So I got paid that. And then starting the business and just starting it correctly, being in the sales industry, I know how to at least, you know, generate sales and how to be professional, dress nice, present yourself, represent your company, brand yourself and stuff like that. So, you know, I was able to thankfully pay back that $20,000 that first year starting my business. You know, I went from 0 clients thinking this isn't going to work out to over 100 clients enrolled every single month within 3 or 4 months of starting Sturgis Credit Repair. So this all goes back to how you market yourself, how you present yourself. I'm not out here advertising fake promises and say, sign up and I can fix your credit in one day, or out here telling people that I can do something that they can't do on their own. I'm literally advertising Sturgis Credit Repair as a service to help consumers out there who don't have time to work on their credit. Yes, by all means, you can work on your credit for free all day long. You can learn how to do everything yourself and take years like I did learning how to do all this stuff and messing up, doing errors and fixing errors and stuff like that. But if you simply don't have time or don't feel like learning or just simply don't know how, then of course you hire Sturgis Credit Repair or any other credit repair company out there to work on your credit for you. So it's not rocket science. I think a lot of these credit repair companies got a bad name for themselves, which I'm going to make another episode on why credit repair have a bad name for its industry. But there's a lot of companies out there that try to sell you fake dreams and tell you that they can do something you can't do on your own. And they just lie and say they can do all of these things that honestly they have no control over. So that's everything of how I started the business and everything that was required. After I paid for everything and I managed to get up to over 100 clients enrolled every month, I decided that working in the car sales industry was no longer my priority. And now, then I was full time, you know, running my own business for the first time before starting any other business that I have now. Outside of that, I met multiple real estate agents, loan officers. Those guys, they send me so many referrals every month. You know, I offer referral payouts for all of my clients that refer some of their family members to us. You know, there's so much more that goes into the business. Now I have automations to where I don't have to manually mail stuff anymore. You know, anytime somebody called the office phone and I'm not able to pick up the office phone, I'm able to have a automation text that goes back to that customer or that person that called and say, hey, sorry, we missed your call. This is a no reply number. We'll give you a call back at our next availability. Or if somebody calls out their business hours, it'll let them know. If their payment declined, it'll let them know. That comes in handy. This isn't including all of the softwares that I have operating with the business. Outsourcing, if I'm on vacation or if it's a weekend, all work is outsourced to a third-party company and they get those disputes handled out. Extra marketing, supporting some of my friends' businesses, or if somebody's trying to start a business, I try to support them as well. So there's a lot that goes into, you know, operating a very successful credit repair business, especially being labeled as a high-risk business or a business that most people wouldn't trust, you know, to support you. So that's about everything of how I started Sturgis Credit Repair and everything that goes on behind the scene. You know, of course, I'm sure there's a lot that I'm missing out on this episode, but I mainly wanted to focus on my background, how I started, how I got familiar with credit reports and credit scores, what I do, and how I was able to start the business from the ground up. Now, we have hundreds of clients enrolled every single month. You know, every month we get tons of phone calls, just people who are referred to us, people who claim they saw an ad online or they saw the social media page or just simply seen a Google ad or the Google listing. So many people reach out to us. We not only focus on credit repair now, the business offer credit building. So even if you don't have bad credit, you just have zero credit, we have affiliated products to help those out there who necessarily don't need credit repair. You just need to focus on building credit. I've started the Sturgis Funding business for business owners that's out there looking for funds to start a business or to help their business grow. We can report rent payments. There's so much more that goes into Sturgis Credit Repair outside of just fixing bad, you know, credit. So that's all on this episode of how I started Sturgis Credit Repair and everything that took place. You have any questions regarding your credit history or your credit report or someone's credit report that you may know, definitely feel free to reach out to us. You can call 225-243-9700. You can visit sturgiscreditrepair.com and sign up or read over the website, or shoot us a simple email at info@sturgiscreditrepair.com. Thank you for tuning in to this episode. If this video helped you, be sure to like it, comment, share it, and subscribe to this channel for more helpful videos like this one. Thanks for watching.